just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. Detroit Pizza suggesting that we have a history of texter names. It would make an excellent coffee table book, just like Seinfeld, the coffee table book.
I think we should make a movie about this show.
The making of this, at least a documentary.
Documentary with obviously all our listeners / texters involved.
That'd be something.
Yeah.
Must-see TV. Must-listen radio.
It's absolutely.
Chris, how are we doing on that Bundesliga game we got action on?
Nothing yet.
Come on. How many minutes have we wasted already?
31 and a half.
Less than an hour.
Why does mine say 27-10? I must be. Okay, hang on. You know what? I'm off. There we go.
We took the over on 3. All right. Get Nancy. No Craig Sheeman special
in
soccer.
Can you not tempt the gods, please?
Small G's.
Just be thankful that we have an hour left.
Who wants to, more than that? It'll be fine.
Well, is it going to be a barrage?
Yeah. They're filling each other out right now.
Absolutely.
I have to be careful because if I start annoying Chris, like more than normal, he's going to quit giving me soccer tips. I apologize, Chris.
Like Chelsea tomorrow, too.
Is that a 9 a.m. or do I got to get up for that one?
I think it's a 10 o'clock. So, yeah, you got to set your alarm. I've got a 7:54 tea time tomorrow morning. Super pumped.
Is the sun up then? 7:54.
Super pumped.
I got an 9:30 to 12:30 wait time from my master bedroom to come in.
9:30 to when?
12:30.
3 hour window?
Yeah.
It's not a bad window.
It's reasonable.
Actually, so far all the windows they've come within the first 10 minutes.
You were first on their list then.
The early windows, they normally hit on time. It's where they get backed up later in the day where the windows can go askew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got a special weekend this weekend. First of all, my parents tomorrow.
Oh, how many years?
57.
Oh, congratulations.
And then Sunday, my dad turns 80.
Whoa.
Huge weekend. He doesn't want any of that. So he's turning down the radio.
I think he does.
The radio's being turned off.
Happy birthday, Mr. Sheeman. Happy birthday to you, sir. Your mom's so cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Have we done a rundown?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Garlic Cake says, is Pete building this house one room at a time? No, it's built. He's furnishing it one room at a time.
Yeah, it's just the furniture because we had to switch the closing time. So the it's all good. The living room's in. One of the bedrooms is in. And the master bedroom comes tomorrow. And then some other stuff comes next Wednesday, the final stuff. And then that's it. Dining room table will be a little while longer.
All right. Both Weed and Bald Eagle want to know where Chris is playing. Well, he's just 7:50 tea time. That's all he's going to tell you. He's got to have some privacy, right?
I was eating lunch yesterday. I'll do the rundown. I'll tell you the story. It's funny.
All right. Lunch story.
Yeah.
Right after this. It is 6 minutes and 20 seconds past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has tested positive for the COCO. He's going to miss Sunday's preseason opener against the Raiders. We got 5 NFL preseason games tonight. A doubleheader on NFL Network at 6 o'clock has the Falcons at the Lions.
Yeah!
Then at 8:30, Packers and Niners if you want to watch good teams. 7 o'clock, Browns at Jags. And at 7:30, Cards at Bengals and Jets at Eagles. Tyson Fury announced that he is in fact stepping away from boxing. Just 3 days after saying he was making a comeback.
You know, the Lions are favored tonight, -2.5.
Awesome, Craig.
I know. Go ahead and tell me how at home that's really a loss because everybody gives 3 points. Go!
All right. Oh, nice. The red team.
One down, 3 to go.
Freiburg.
Freiburg! Great song. All right, so you have a food story.
But real quick before, because people are like freaking out over the Deshaun Watson thing. So Florio, 40.
That was a big one, boys. That was a big one.
Gotta get the first one.
Now you got to get the first one. You can't get to three unless you get to one.
Florio tweeted out 40 minutes ago, settlement of the Deshaun Watson situation is not out of the question. I'm told stay tuned. Mary Kay Cabot just tweeted 5 minutes ago, those I've talked to haven't heard anything about an appeal ruling coming down today from Peter C. Harvey. So as of now, it's all systems go for Deshaun Watson to start tonight's preseason opener against the Jaguars.
I'd play him the entire game.
I had a sick thought. What if he had a serious injury today and the season long it's moot. Moot point.
What if Roger Goodell?
I know, it was a deep dark thought. I had it. I figure if I say it out loud it won't happen. But if an ACL or an Achilles happens and then we got an 8-game
specific now.
These things take time to heal and he's the
give
suspension.
Give it a rest.
Are we getting Browns Jaguars on NFL? No, we're not. We're
no,
getting
Lions,
Falcons. We're getting Falcons at the Lions.
That's right. Eat it up. And then there's a game after that.
Packers Niners.
Packers Niners. Yeah. This is the only time I'm ever going to say this in my Browns Jaguars. I want to. They're going to cut to that a lot. I guarantee it.
No need to.
Actually, I can stream that game on.
Yeah. Oh, were they up?
Other service.
Were they up? The other games?
They weren't. They were blacked out. The other games on YouTube, listed all of them on NFL Network. You couldn't
not
you
that
only
one.
Get the Patriots Giants.
Not that one.
But Browns Jaguars.
The thing.
You know, the site with the stuff.
The Cougar Hunter lookup.
That should be on there. I'm
the illegal
sure.
one?
Yeah, everything is.
Wow, we don't have to be specific, Chris.
I don't use it.
It should be up there.
I mean, I might tonight. Oh, I got hockey practice. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, hockey practice tonight.
In the evening instead of the morning. I like that.
Yep.
No, I was eating lunch next door yesterday quickly before I came here, and then these two guys were talking about it was the first time they played at Old Corkscrew, and one guy was like, I was having a nervous breakdown by the third hole.
Yeah,
it's, like, well, sounds about right.
So,
and you were probably on your fourth ball, too.
There are teams, I butted in, and I said, look, I said, you know, it's amazing how FGCU doesn't have the number one golf team in the country when they practice there every day. I said, there is also now a bunch of teams around the NCAA that won't come and play them there.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah, that's real. They won't come.
It's so tough. I mean, you've got tiny greens that have multiple elephants buried under them.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
In fact, one of the star players told me that when we had some sort of station event that he was at. I can't remember. It wasn't our golf tour. It was something else that we were at. And the kid told me he was unbelievable. He was – oh, was it at our – no, it wasn't at our tournament. Was that something else? Another charity tournament I was in. He was part of it. Yes, it was another charity tournament I was in Estero. And I forget his name. Great, great, great player. And they had just qualified for the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. So they had to go to – they weren't allowed to host anything. They had to go to Toledo, Ohio, to go play on their course.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's course.
That's tough. That course is
– it's tough.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Weed says it's Old Corkscrew's favorite course, and he says it's the best course in Southwest Florida.
Why don't we get the U.S. Open there, then?
I'm curious, Weed, what's your best score at Corkscrew? I lost 13 balls the first time I played there.
I don't know if I've ever broken 90 there.
Yeah. I played once. I shot 105.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever broken 90 at that.
And I was thankful.
Right. That's a good score.
Had a couple of putts that day.
From the fairway?
No. One was from the fringe.
Oh, and look, it's a beautiful course.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. It's well manicured. It's the upkeep is second to none around here.
Is that a Pete Dye or a Jack? Who designed that?
It's a Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually.
Wow. What was he thinking that
well,
day?
Well, Barbara designed it.
Did she really?
Yeah.
That's why it's so bumpy.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a great course. It's just, unless your game is really dialed in.
Well, it's meant to screw the average golfer like me. You can get away with it a little bit because you hit the ball a lot longer.
Well, but one of the problems that I have out there, and I think a lot of people have, is there's no rough.
Yeah.
So it's fairway that runs off into waste bunker or into woods, and it's just you have to spin your golf ball off the tee in order to keep it on the fairway. You can't hit a little low worm burner and expect it to run out.
Mm-hmm. Weed says his best score is 85 there from the Blues.
Well, that's excellent.
I don't think it's a very difficult course to drive the golf ball on. Mm-hmm. It is a second shot and around the green golf course.
Yeah,
I think you can actually drive the ball. There aren't too many tee shots that are like you don't really have anything blind. Or it's not overly difficult off of the tee.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second shot hitting, and I don't know a golf course around town that mows their fairways tighter than what Old Corkscrew does. At times, it feels like you're hitting off concrete.
Yeah,
trying to get good contact on the ball. It's just it's a tough track.
Mm. Yep. Let's see. Flurry's updated his piece as of 5 minutes ago. And now he's saying, as the clock ticks towards resolution of the appeal of six-game Deshaun Watson suspension, a settlement remains possible. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, an agreed resolution between the NFL and NFLPA could still happen. Last night, the AP reported that Watson would be willing to serve an 8 suspension and pay $5 million
and
fines.
Yep.
And then he says there's a growing sense that appeals officer Peter Harvey may not issue a ruling today so the two sides can try to work something out. Absent a one-year suspension effective immediately, Watson will be able to play tonight in Jacksonville. The Browns have said that Watson will start the game. The NFL currently holds all the cards. A settlement would end the process, and it would prevent a federal court challenge. It's unclear what the league would do or what Watson would be willing to serve. Now, and then Andrew Brandt points out, from Watson's side, avoiding a year suspension is financially imperative. If he's suspended a year, his contract tolls 2020 this year becomes 2023, and so on.
He'd keep
his $45 million bonus this year, but only make $1 million salary next year. Thus, he'd make $46 million over 2 years, not 1 year.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. I just found that
out. I just thought this year would be not voided, mm-hmm. but I mean, basically, that you would have a year served on your contract.
Yep.
That's.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. Yep.
Well, is that enough for Roger Goodell to say, okay, I see where you're coming from here. Let's cut you a little bit of a break. And okay, you're willing to go 10, let's go 12 and call it a day.
Gone 12, that does no good. Bringing in a guy that's worth $230 million to come in late November for five games, I don't think it's worth it.
I don't think it is either unless – I just don't think Roger Goodell has the ego to not let this go more than – he wants a year. He's been saying it. He repeated it basically the other day. And I'd still be quite – I don't know. I guess I'd be shocked. Maybe not chagrined, I guess. But the fact that Deshaun Watson's – I'm stunned that he's being allowed to play tonight because Goodell's ego, I was like, he's never going to let him play.
It's a six-game suspension. It's not an indefinite suspension, which is what Roger Goodell's mm-hmm. going for. An indefinite suspension would remove him from the field in the preseason.
Yeah.
If it's a number of games, he's allowed to be out there on the field with his team for the preseason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Roger doesn't want
– You don't want that.
What will NFL Network show a lot of it?
Oh,
they did not do a lot of live bouncing from what I saw
last night
to the you know why? Baltimore
not,
game. They stuck with the page. See, I don't think they'll bounce around tonight either. They'll do the Lions game and then the Packers game.
But, like, they show every game.
They show highlights.
They show every game in its entirety.
Eventually,
not live.
Tape delay, they'll show it later.
Yeah, so what? Do they stick the Browns preseason games from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.?
They might anyway. That's kind of what they usually do.
Just to keep the eyeballs off of them?
Yeah.
Well, let me go to my YouTube TV app, and I can tell you in 2 seconds what exactly, because that's good for everything.
All right, while you look that up, let's continue with our sound from Sound Street. We left off with Russell Wilson. Let Russ cook. He's in Denver now, and he wants to keep playing for another decade.
Now I've played 10 years, going on my 11th year. You know, I got another whole 10 to 12 more years hopefully left to play. I feel amazing. I feel the best I've ever felt. I feel strong. I feel fast. I feel confident. No fear, you know. I feel like a winner.
Still sounds like Pete Carroll. They both started talking like each other. They morphed into the same human being.
Feel like a winner.
I feel like a winner. Maybe I'll have to use that.
Loser!
All right. I got more sound here. Here's Nick Wagner, ESPN 49er reporter. Jimmy G and the Niners, they're waiting out this Deshaun Watson ruling because that changes all the leverage here. This is on KJM.
They're still kind of in a holding pattern, but there's a really big shoe to drop that I think they're waiting for and have been waiting for a while, and that's with what happens with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. I've been told by people on both sides of the Niners and in Garoppolo's camp that they're kind of just waiting to see how that plays out.
And finally, here's Nick Wagner, also on KJM, on Trey Lance and how he has been at camp.
the team itself feels pretty good about where he is right now. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, which I think is what you're going to expect and probably what you're going to get from Trey Lance in his first year as the starter. But he and Brandon Ayuk in particular, wide receiver third year, has really taken a step forward. They have a good connection. And Lance has had days, you know, there was a day on Saturday, I think it was just this past Saturday, where he really, you know, struggled and threw some interceptions, and then toward the end of it had to move the ball to drill and did really well and bounced back. And so they've been kind of pleased with, when he's had a bad day, how he's recovered. But I also think that the big thing for them right now is they're not asking Trey Lance to carry the load. This is a team that is really good defensively, or has a chance to be really good defensively. And there's a lot of weapons around him as well. And so there's an opportunity there where he just needs to kind of run a steady ship, not turn the ball over a lot, make a few plays here and there, and then get better as the season goes along.
The homie Mike, referring to the Russell Wilson comment, are you kidding me with that "I feel no fear and I feel like a winner" comment? It did seem a little over the top. Mm-hmm. All right, did you find your football schedule on your app? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm looking in, for Cleveland and Jacksonville.
Yes.
It says ABC7 today at 7 o'clock. But that's...
We're getting the Jags coverage, huh?
ABC7 today at 7 o'clock. That's our local... That's our local affiliate, right? ABC7.
I didn't know that they were a Jags affiliate.
Well, preseason.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's gonna. I mean, everybody's gonna be watching Lions Falcons 6 on NFL Network.
Not.
Nobody's gonna be switching over
Nobody
to watch cares Trevor
about
Lawrence versus
Jared Goff
versus Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's not a story. I can't even say it with a straight face.
Jared Goff against Marcus Mariota is much more intriguing.
I don't even know if Goff's taking a snap tonight. I literally
Why
don't
wouldn't
know.
He?
Because he's got it dialed in, Chris. Well, this is David Blow time.
Blah.
Blow.
Yeah, that guy.
The Purdue star.
The Purdue guy.
Bloga.
Yeah, that game's on locally. This is Southwest Florida tonight, ABC 7, 7 o'clock.
All right.
I'm
feel
in.
The fever.
Who's not going to be watching? That'd be the highest rated.
I'm going to be on the NFL Network at the time.
Oh, I need you to voice something after the show tonight.
Okay. Production meeting here at 3:20 on the air. What do we got to do?
It's not a lot. It's only like 2 pages worth of stuff.
Oh, is it really?
No, I'm messing with you.
I'm going to be late as it is, Chris.
Right, I know.
But you know, I'll take one for the team. I'm all about the show first.
Tell your wife to have the game pulled up and then just hit pause.
I actually just asked her to tape it because I forgot to do it before I left the house. So I just texted her. She came through.
Can you get with the times? We record things now. We don't tape it anymore.
And now this is where Pete says, why don't you just do it on your phone? Well, okay, fine. I just texted my wife. She taped it, recorded it. We're good. Craig is good.
Taped it.
In his world.
You tape right from your phone.
He didn't even listen to me.
I said that
30 seconds ago.
You tape right from your phone.
Get your phone out.
That's what I said you would say.
Get your phone out.
It's right here.
Did you turn your ringer off today, or am I going to hear this Seinfeld
it's off.
Theme?
Big Game off. Boomer site, which I usually don't. I mean,
we got to stop reading his stuff.
Well, this is not
bad. I'm about to get into it with him on Twitter.
What's going on?
He's just a butthole.
This is not bad.
Can I say that?
You just did.
This is not bad, though. Top 20 and best worst stadium bathrooms. Best bathroom.
It did coaches with the most swagger had Gus Malzahn at number 7.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I think he had
Gus Malzahn's a lot of things. Swagger is not one of them.
He had Nick, though, in his top 15, didn't he?
Oh.
What does it matter?
It doesn't.
Who's the new coach at, is it Missouri?
Marcus Freeman. Eli Drinkwitz.
He's not new.
Second year. Yeah. But I'm now starting to pay attention to more.
Yeah.
He might have the ability to hang press-wise and soundbite-wise with Leach and Lane Train.
Oh, yeah?
He's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He got an interview last week and immediately started hammering Tennessee and Pruitt, the previous coach there, for his recruiting violations and how his wife was named in it. And he goes, I just don't think my wife is committed to the program over here. She's not. I said, a line like that?
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
You're going to be an all-timer if you keep that up.
Where is Jeremy Pruitt?
Want to hear this best and worst bathroom list?
Does Jacksonville make the list? Because this is where you insert your Super Bowl story of Eagles, Patriots.
He's not listening, Pete. This is college football.
I didn't hear the word college.
Although they do host one college game every year.
Yes.
Yeah, and they shouldn't.
No.
And now, a list.
Best bathrooms, and I'll do the worst bathrooms. Best bathrooms in the country, top 20. Number 20 is Kansas. Number 19, SMU. Number 18, North Carolina. Number 17, Northwestern. Number 16, Syracuse. 15, TCU. 14, Washington University. 13, has a picture of the Cardinal. I'm going to assume it's Louisville, because that could be... 12 is Oregon State, 11 Pitt. Top 10 best bathrooms in stadiums in the
these are the best.
And best bathrooms in the country. Number 10, Boise State. Number 9, Arkansas. Number 8, Minnesota. Number 7, Cincinnati. Number 6 is
Georgia.
Oklahoma State. Number 5, the U.
Really?
Hard Rock bath. Expensive,
fine.
But Hard Rock bathrooms are clean. Number 4, Colorado State. They play like
didn't see that.
They
coming.
Play like poop, but their bathrooms are clean. 3 is a Baylor. All Texas schools top 3. Baylor, number 2 Texas, they're back, and number 1 Texas A&M.
A lot of crap in that state.
No, we like clean bathrooms in that state.
Now, here are the worst
like
bathrooms.
Those Bucky's truck stops, they rave about their bathrooms.
Top. We were supposed to get one here.
I know. They couldn't get their act together with the exit ramp and the ingress and egress of MLK and I-75.
Don't they have like 100 gas pumps at those things?
Yes. And the Chris, the food is outstanding there. But you buy souvenirs and food and anything you need for your road trip.
So it's like a Wawa, but bigger.
Except better.
All right, these are the top 20 worst bathrooms in college football and stadiums.
Well, I'm going to put Purdue
on
there.
This is the best of the worst. Number 20, Michigan State.
Really?
Number 19, Mississippi State. Clean that up, Mike Leach. Number 18, Vanderbilt. Number 17,
I believe it.
Go Gators. Flush them. 17, wow. Gainesville. Bad
see, these are older stadiums.
Number 16, Illinois. Number 15, I think it's NC State.
Is it a red S?
No, it's not. It's a wolf. It's, I can't
Stanford.
Tell.
Stanford.
No.
If it's a wolf, then it's the Wolf Pack.
If it's a tree, it's Stanford.
Unless it's Nevada.
Number 14, I don't know.
We got to bring that back, Nevada.
Nobody says that, so why?
No, we said that.
What are you bringing back?
We said that.
Nevada. Number 13 is Michigan. Number 12, Penn State. The 11th worst bathroom is in South Bend at Notre Dame. Excuse me. And forgive me for not coughing because the cough button has been broken for a month. And
you can turn your mic off and then put it back on.
Oh, that's right. Hang on.
I can fill time. I'm
afraid to push any of these buttons because I'm afraid something will
I get
will
it. Yeah, you're a little gun try.
Number 10 is Colorado. They have the 10th worst bathroom in the country. Number 9, Virginia Tech. They're awful. Number 8, Georgia.
Ceiling 5.
Number 7, Ohio State.
They won the national championship last year.
Worst,
please.
7th worst bathroom in the country. Number 6 is LSU.
Wait a minute, that old fancy horseshoe at Ohio State, they got crappy bathrooms?
Yeah, literally crappy.
Come on, Buckeyes, what are you doing with all that money you're making every year?
I refuse to call it the horseshoe. It's no longer a horseshoe. They enclosed it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just a stadium.
Number 6, LSU. What's that? Number 5, Clemson. Top 4 worst bathrooms, number 4, Iowa. Number 3, Georgia Tech. Number
Bobby
2,
Dodd,
huh? Number 2, Rocky Top, Tennessee. And according to this site, the worst college football bathroom in the country is in Omaha, Nebraska.
Really?
Worst college bathroom in the stadium in the country. How about that?
Big Ten teams on your list there.
Nebraska's in Lincoln, not
Omaha. Oh, Lincoln,
Omaha.
You're right. Oh, you're right, Lincoln.
Just give it to
Lincoln,
them.
Omaha.
You just give it to him.
Oh, yeah,
you're right.
We don't do that on the show. You're right.
There's actually a sign in one of the at NC State. Yeah, I was right. There's a sign over the toilet that says, "Please do not throw liquor bottles into toilets."
And my life philosophy, anywhere I go with my wife, if there's a sign, particularly a weird one, it's because this has happened before in the past, and they need a sign to stop it. So that was a thing.
Rice. I'm looking at a picture here. Rice has a trough.
There was a Super Bowl played there at Rice Stadium.
There's
were the Lions in it?
No, the Vikings. got me. Speaking of the Lions, Utah! just watched his first episode of Hard Knocks last night. Lions coach is straight jacked.
We got him, folks.
That's right.
People like Northwestern's bathrooms because it's so cold there all the time, but the bathrooms are heated.
See, that joke I made was funny because the Lions have never played in a Super Bowl.
I got you, and I chose to move on.
By the way, Pete, that Rice Football Stadium not only hosted a Super Bowl, I believe it was the Vikings.
One of the Vikings' losses. And
Lions?
That is also where John F. Kennedy made his Man on the Moon speech at that stadium.
Oh.
Didn't he get shot in Dallas as well?
Yes. In Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Rice was in
Rice. Rice is in Houston.
I'm sorry.
That's very understandable.
I knew it was a big metropolitan in Texas.
Yeah. Yep.
So Indiana, by the way.
Texas, not a good state for him.
No. No, that didn't end well.
Power ranking the states, according to John F. Kennedy, Texas 50.
I don't know what to say. When I knew I was moving to Florida. That was the last thing. I always wanted to go see.
The Grassy Knoll?
The Grassy Knoll, the book depository.
Yep. And Parkland Hospital.
Yeah. And so that's what I did right before I moved here because I want to go. They got an X on the road where it happened. I went there, stood there.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of drunk people in the area who get so plastered because there's tons of bars around there. And somebody will like, this is so sick, but they get so drunk and they go and they lie in the street and they get their picture taken.
Yeah.
On the X.
I get it.
I took my picture at the X.
I did. Know, but
were you
not,
lying
you
down?
Weren't drunk and lying down.
No.
Throw a ketchup packet?
No.
Never mind. I'm going to stop.
Now, I also will say I went up to the window where the shot was taken.
Yeah.
And where the X is. That was a hell of a shot.
Well,
and the fact that he reloaded.
If you believe it was him.
Right. If it was
him. Got one on. Yeah. We all know that.
Too bad that information wasn't declassified when it was supposed to be.
Declassified information is a touchy subject right now.
You know what? It is. It is.
In my lifetime, I have done so many papers on everything and my theories and watched every single documentary about it. So it's just.
What do you think? It was the mob?
I think it was a combination of a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah.
The mob and the Cubans and the Russians.
His brother.
His brother had him off?
Wow. Well,
his brother started it.
That's where I draw the line.
You know the mob helped us get a foothold in Sicily during World War II.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of things.
We called in a favor with, who is the guy? Not Capone, the next one.
Bugsy Malone.
Pete, this is your area?
No.
No, don't.
I forget who it was.
Lucky Luciano, probably.
Yes.
Yep.
Toothbrush says, Craig, why are you not doing Dan Campbell's workout?
That's a great question.
Oh, I missed it. I have it, so I'm going to watch that tonight. I'll be all caught up.
What's
on Monday and Hard Knocks? Why does he do a workout?
Well, he does burpees or up downs with the team, but he had an accident at the house the day before. He fell over the dog gate and sprained his wrist. He thought he broke it, and then the next day he had him tape it up so he could do the up downs with the team. Did like 30 of them. He was huffing and puffing, but. I would love to know what his workout is because he is straight up jacked.
Well, he was an NFL player for almost a decade.
He had a head start on being buff over me.
There's like a natural physique that he has that you will simply never have.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, no, I won't have it. It's fine. I've got more the physique of a fatter Justin Tucker.
A fatter Justin.
Pittsburgh John says Notre Dame Stadium bathrooms are not good at all, but they did save me last time out there. The Florida State game was the coldest I've ever been. I once forgot to take a coat to Alaska, and the stadium bathroom had heat and a TV, so I didn't miss any.
State of the bathroom.
I didn't miss any of the beatdown of the Seminoles when I retreated for warmth.
Wow. Would you just sit on the commode?
Nice and warm and toasty.
Yeah.
Drinking a beer, then letting the beer go.
Yeah, Blimpy's right. They deported Luciano, and then he helped during the war. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Time to pay attention to the clock. We're a tad late.
I just saw that, Craig. We're a bit late.
How about a heads up? No, we are late, but it gives me an opportunity to tell you about my friend Robert at Sanibel Shutters. First of all, he's got a fantastic website for you to get all your information at sanibelshutters.com. It's easy to remember, like a Sanibel Island and Shutters, Sanibel Shutters. Boom. I'm going to give you a phone number in a minute. And by the way, when you call, tell Robert that Craig at ESPN sent you. But when you're looking around your house this weekend, look around at the windows and go, man, some plantation shutters. I mean the legit kind. Hardwood collection, high quality, would make this house pop. Make it happen. It's simple. It's easy. It costs less than you think. And the quality is unbelievable. Everything is done here locally at Sanibel Shutters. They got their own shop. Robert will come out and measure. He'll consult with you, tell you how the process is going to go, go back to the shop. His guy, you got a whole group of guys back there and some gals. Everything's handcrafted, nothing cookie cutter, premium quality. They'll make it. They'll bring it out with their own installation team, one-stop shop, no contractors involved, and everything backed by a limited lifetime warranty. So get it today. Call them up. Sanibel Shutters, 800-207-1070. 800-207-1070. Sanibel Shutters. Shima DeShepherd, ESPN Southwest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Quota. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman to Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Rolling through a Friday. Having some fun. It's what we do every day, but especially Friday. We had a random 239 texter that just texted in, hello.
Hello.
Well, I didn't think of Larry King. I thought of Adele. So I've now named the texter Adele.
Hello.
Yeah, that's her hit big song. So
she's got a few.
One of many.
Yeah, she's
so
awesome.
Anyway, your texter, I don't know if you're a dude or a chick, but you're now named Adele because of the random hello. And welcome to the texter line.
Adele dating Maverick Carter, I believe.
Yeah, last I heard, I think.
Or at least
so.
They were.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, how that's going.
Maverick!
I would never date Adele.
Why?
Too diva-ish?
No. She seems like a very nice person.
Why?
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work out, you're going to have an entire album. It's the same reason you don't
date
Taylor Swift.
No. I don't think she's got any Swifties.
Did you ever see the Family episode?
A whole album dedicated to you and how big of a bleep hole you really are.
I don't think she'd do it.
Did you ever see the Family Guy episode of when Chris gets Taylor Swift to go with him to the prom?
No.
And she sucks up to him and everything else, and then she writes a song and craps all over him. It's very funny.
I mean, granted, that would be tense, and that would be out there forever.
Right.
But would the juice be worth the squeeze? I mean, what if it, I mean.
I wouldn't phrase it like that.
Okay. She's a beautiful, wealthy star singer. I don't know. Display Seahawks fan, Adele could also be Lionel Richie. Yeah, he's got a song called Hello, right?
Hello. Oh, isn't me? You know, remember that?
Yeah, that's the song.
That video. That was a. Remember that video? The video, when I tell you, look it up, Christian, you confirm it. He's singing to a blind woman, a beautiful blind woman in the video, and she touches Lionel Richie's face, and then she starts to make a big sculpture.
Yeah, that's awful.
I know, it's a little creepy,
very cool.
I've seen Lionel Richie in concert.
I like his song.
What was the sculpture made out of?
No, stone. It was like she was doing an actual.
That was like Starburst or something.
No. I always liked his song, truly. Well, of course, he was at Commodores. They were great. You know where he's still huge? There's certain people, like Jerry Lewis, is still big in like France, right? You know?
Yeah.
Lionel Richie is still huge in Aruba. Absolutely, like off the chart, huge. For whatever reason.
You know who opened for him the night I saw him?
Let me guess.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Patsy Cline.
No, hang on. Don't tell me. Hang on. Patsy Cline. Celine Dion?
Aretha.
No. Somebody like Celine Dion?
Somebody big like that, yeah.
Bette Midler?
No.
Cher.
That's a good guess. Barbara Streisand, no way.
Good guess.
No, she charges like she'd never.
Paula Abdul.
No, that's a good guess.
Janet Jackson.
No, not
Michael Jackson.
He's a woman.
She's an African-American woman.
Okay.
Not Whitney Houston.
No, not Whitney Houston.
Diana Ross?
No, younger. Barely.
So let's dance.
Legs. Last her legs.
Oh, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Oh.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it?
Her legs held up. They still do.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then.
No, she passed away.
Tina Turner?
No.
Who's the one that passed away from crack?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston drowned in her bathtub, probably on a something.
And then the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, she passed away not too long ago.
Yeah. 239 texting, it was the Vikings and Dolphins that played the Super Bowl at Rice Stadium. Yes, it was. I feel like Super Bowl
not the Lions.
Seven? No, I
don't. Getting back to this.
By the way, he's now named Rice.
Getting back to Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned, Beef Marino guy says, girlfriend up in Maine, and when we broke up, she put you on her license plate so everybody in the city could see it.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what happened?
When he broke up, his girlfriend up in Maine, ex, that did this. When we broke up, she put over you on her license plate so everybody in the city could see it.
So you got to change license plates every time you break up with somebody? I mean, yeah. It's okay.
Bearcat Dave, hello. You don't have to yell, Leo.
Yeah. Hello, Leo. Single Red Sox girl guest Tina Turner on the text line, by the way. Single Red Sox girl.
What's going on?
You need to text more. You have just every once in a while, sporadically, you text it, and just a beacon of light. I always am intrigued by your text. Text more.
Traffic Hero. Interesting. My concert list. Sinatra in Detroit at Fox Theater.
Wow.
And Kid Rock at Comerica Park, and that's it.
All right. Traffic Hero. I didn't know you were from Detroit.
Kid Rock at Woodstock 99.
Kid Rock, Patriots losing party after the Giants in 2007, but that's the only thing that was good about that day.
Mm.
He was hammered.
Sheryl Crow also at Woodstock 99.
Really? I'm watching that this week. I may watch that. You know what? Tonight.
That's very good.
I know.
It's very good.
Heard nothing but good things.
Carve out 3 hours.
Yeah. Is it that long?
Well, it's three. Episodes, and they're each just south of an hour, but you know, right at there at 55 minutes or so.
Fresh cut grass, Craig. Your singing just ruined your best one-liner ever. Did it? What? I don't even remember. I need more. I need more information.
I didn't hear it.
What did I ruin?
It was probably your best one-liner ever.
Well, when I start singing, "What's Love Got to Do with It?"
Forgettable.
Thanks, Chris. That's from my program director, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark Maskey is reporting. One person involved in the Deshaun Watson case says there's been no indication given when the appeal ruling by Peter Harvey will be delivered. This person did not express optimism that a settlement between the NFLPA and NFL and Watson's punishment will be reached in the meantime. And Watson is scheduled to play again, as we know, for the Browns in their 7 o'clock preseason opener at Jacksonville, barring a full season suspension being imposed by Harvey. Appeal ruling that could bar Watson from playing in preseason games.
Which is being shown here locally on ABC.
Yes.
All right, I have a question. Chaka, my friend, has texted in a screenshot from the Little League World Series. He says, anyone seen this? It's of a hitter, Brody Jackson, mm-hmm. age 11.
With the work gloves?
4'11". Is that what that is?
No, I saw that. That's the kid of the yellow.
He had farmer's gloves on.
Like from Home Depot. They were like Home Depot yellow gloves. Yeah.
And he hit a nuke.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yes.
Some of these kids are bombed.
His favorite actress is Alexis Texas. Who's that?
Porn star.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know. No, it's not.
They wouldn't put this on TV.
That's why it's a story.
I think that's why Chuck is texting this in, not for the gloves, but the fact that Alexis Texas was put on the TV and the producers didn't know who it was.
It is a porn star.
I told you who it was.
That's what Chuck is talking about, not the gloves.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Got one by him.
Oh, I love that kid.
What are his parents thinking right now?
That's funny right there.
Miss Texas, she's retired. She's retired.
Okay, so former.
The most popular performers of all time in her industry. She's in the AVN Hall of Fame.
Okay.
She's a Puerto Rican, Norwegian, and German descent.
Wow.
She went to Texas State. She studied respiratory care therapy.
Go Wildcats.
She has a degree.
Texas State Wildcats?
While working at a restaurant, she was offered a job in the Eldell. She was 21. Let's see.
Huh.
Let's see, music. She played a dancer in an Iranian music video for Sassy and Tehran Tokyo.
Okay. But yes, he got one by the ESPN producers, and they put the name of a...
I can't believe we're talking about his gloves. It's the porn star.
Well, no, the gloves were a different kid.
No, same.
It's the
this
same?
This kid had some really big gray gloves on. Look at the picture. It came down, Chris, at 3:44. Scroll your text.
And, I'm not looking at the text line today.
In the category...
Why? I don't want to open it up.
She was nominated for Most Heroic Ass in 2018. She won the Fanny Award. How about that? She should put that up there, too.
I can't believe a Little League World Series kid got this past the
that
producers.
That is absolutely hysterical.
He's a legend. Some producers got to get fired right now.
Miss Texas.
What school?
Hardly knew you.
What school? I'm trying to figure out. This is
She's 37 years old. She's already retired. Oh, her day, her birthday is the day before mine. Oh, that's May 25th. Nope, not wrong day.
What's Webb City? What team is that? That's the kid's jersey.
Webb City, Iowa.
Iowa.
Oh, okay. So it's not live right now. Well, Chonka, thank you for bringing that to our attention. We got a good 3 minutes.
That
out of
is going
to
be. I just texted Iowa Little League.
There's a joke to be made in there, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to make a joke about it.
Calm down in there. What's the score of the soccer game?
1-0.
Still?
Craig. Oh, my gosh.
Would you calm down?
Just relax. I'll tell you when you should start getting concerned. We're about 10 minutes away.
Hold on. Detroit Pizza says it's fake news. Somebody superimposed it. That was the kid that wanted to be the chicken nugget taste tester, which we saw earlier today. Somebody edited it. That didn't really happen. We just got duped by fake news.
I don't believe that.
That's what Detroit Pizza says.
Oh, there's your source, huh?
He's a heady guy.
He wouldn't steer us wrong.
Detroit Pizza would not steer me wrong. He might stab me in the back and send pictures of me putting at Topgolf out to the whole netherworld. Or to the...
The netherworld? What? The nether regions? You got Alexis Texas on the brain, huh?
She won the Fanny Award. You're way late again.
Oh. Yeah. I've been giving you the break sign.
Chris.
See if she has a...
Quit paying attention to soccer. Let's keep the show on time. Wikipedia in 1 hour. Your chance to go head-to-head against Pete Shepard in...
What's that today?
I don't know. Oh, the NFL on Fox debuted on this day in 1994. We'll have NFL on Fox trivia.
It's very easy.
It is pretty easy today. Brought to you by Biggie's Place. Breakfast or lunch for you and a friend. Off Fowler Street, Biggie's
but is
Place.
It accurate?
Of course it is. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Toothbrush says now all the Texters are looking up that actress and breaking the internet. Kim in the Cape. Texting in a lovely picture of her granddaughter. Hello.
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 Ghost Skin says everything is bigger in Texas.
Somebody said that the hello is stuck in his head now. Hello.
Which one?
Yeah.
The one, Lionel Richie hello. Who has the best hello?
Adele.
Well, not song web, but all right. Adele, Uncle Leo, Larry King, Lionel Richie.
You know what? Change my answer to the King.
Larry King?
Yeah.
Or not the King. That'd be Elvis.
Lenny and Squiggy back in the day. Hello.
Hello.
Nick and Laverne and Shirley. Well, that was their big signature line.
My St. Agnes donut guy. I haven't seen anything on ESPN, but the Browns line just went from Browns -1.5 to Jacksonville -2.5 in the injury report, says Watson's suspension. I don't know if that's true. I just saw they're -1 on my website. I don't know about -2.5. I don't know if that's fake or I don't know yet, but we'll keep an eye out for that.
Right now it's -1. Jaguars are -2.5 right now.
The site I got is -1.
Refresh.
I just did.
Don't you guys share sites?
This is on the one I just looked quickly. CBS Sports Line.
Oh, okay.
Mine's the one that we all used to use.
I'm
looking at it right now. Again, refresh -1.
Mm-hmm. But the site we use sometimes,
they're not all the same.
No.
1.5, though. That's
it's a
big swing.
Yeah.
Something's up. All right. Thank you, Nature Boy, for the photos. Good Lord.
Lions are still 2.5-point favorites.
Jay Buhner has texted in. I missed the show yesterday. Did you guys cover AB's biggest regret?
Yes. Yes, if I can go through it again. And people, two things. One, Jacksonville on this site now is minus one.
And that's what I got. That's what I've been saying all along.
Okay, yeah. I'd say on this site, minus one.
Yeah, I don't know about minus two and a half.
It's so defensive.
There are people out there that have recopied, I'm not surprised, or have imitated what I did yesterday, the dramatic reading. There are people on Twitter that have done that. And I did the first dramatic reading yesterday. Is it worth doing again? Because it was pretty.
I don't know. I just, it was very narcissist, even for by his standards.
Barstool put out a T-shirt. They were really on top of this one. It said, Jesus live at Red Rocks.
Well, that's timely.
Well, I have it if anybody didn't hear it yesterday.
Sorry, I need to hold Craig's hand here. Craig, we have to go to a break, but we can do it when we come back. Yeah.
Thank you for finally producing.
You're welcome.
4 o'clock hour.
Can I tell you, it's okay to panic now?
Soccer? How much time we got left?
Green Falcons.
We got 20 minutes left.
Oh, we got 5 minutes.
I put a huge unit on
need two
that.
Goals for a push. That's all you're looking for now. Green Falcons, Jerry's girlfriend's navel. Hello.
Hello.
La, la, la. Yes, great stuff, Green Falcon. Right on.
Great hellos. All right, 4 o'clock hour upon us on a Friday. Plus Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.